Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Mariko Minoguchi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're presenting the film Relativity in this film in this festival, and it's a very interesting film. But for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with it, and just in case I say something that I'm not supposed to say that you would like to keep hidden, would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce it, and then maybe we'll get in deeper to it?
Okay, this film is really hard to explain or to pitch, actually. It's basically about the question of fate or chance, and it's about a couple who gets in a bank robbery in the beginning of the movie, and the guy dies. And from this moment, the story unfolds on three time levels, and one is backwards.
Right, exactly. Well, let's start from that specific cinematic choice. I mean, where does that come from? Was it influenced by anything in particular?
I think it was influenced by a lot of movies. And in the beginning, like, when I first started to develop the idea about the question if there's fate or everything is a coincidence, it was a story about time traveling.
Oh, really?
So I think from that came the idea to have the different levels, and then I kept it even it was just in the present.
But why are you interested in this theme of, let's just say, this dilemma of fate, coincidence, and that?
I think it's like a question everyone sooner or later asks himself. And
was there a specific moment maybe that made you think that?
Yeah, many moments. So when you're struggling in your life, when you lose someone you love, and then you can always ask yourself the question, did it happen like that?
In this case, I think that the event that triggers it is also painful. So do you think that those thoughts are triggered by pain?
Yes, definitely.
And so, okay, speaking of the cinematic medium again, we're a radio about cinema, so I'm interested in doing that. We've spoken about the structure, but do you think that cinema is a good medium for representing these dilemmas, especially when it comes to pain? I'm thinking as well, because many people call cinema a very empathetic art. Do you hope that people who watch this film can somehow find solace, comfort, or, you know, food for thought, and help them cope through painful moments or understand them better?
I hope so. I mean, I guess maybe not in this particular moment when you are grieving, but for me, when I'm in a bad mood or when I don't feel good, then I watch a movie. And in best case, afterwards, I feel different.
Right.
And I feel better, and I have the chance to get another view from the world and see the beauty in the world again.
Really? So cinema has that ability to do that for you? And what about when you're making film, though? When you're making the film, is the process different? Because obviously, making a film takes a long time, so it is in itself a very complicated process. So do you go through, you know, how does your thoughts evolve like that? Obviously, it's different from when you're watching a film.
So writing actually is very painful, I think.
Oh, really?
Yes, in a good way, but you are alone. It's so lonely.
Yes.
And this screenplay I wrote in Taiwan, so I went to Taiwan for 2 months, and I didn't know anyone, and I didn't speak the language, and I lived in a shared apartment in a small room with no daylight. It was really hard.
I can understand that, but did you choose to do that because you thought that it would help the writing process?
Yes, I think it's, for me, it's good to be apart from my home and to not be in my life, so I can really focus on the characters.
Not to be in your comfort zone, let's say.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
That's interesting. So you try to get yourself out of the comfort zone in order to maybe reach, a very significant point, maybe psychologically as well, while you're working on a film.
I think not. It's not that. Why I did it, but somehow it's about that, I guess.
Right.
But I think when you're somewhere else, you get another perspective on everything. So you just go to a coffee shop and and look at the people and
yes.
feel the moment.
Right. I wanted to ask you, if we can go back to the film itself, about the leading actress in this film. What is her name?
Saskia Rosendahl.
Right. I mean, terrific performance. Can you tell me a little bit about how you worked with her and maybe just how you came to the casting decision?
So I first saw Saskia in a movie called Lore. It's from Kate Shortland. Mm. It came out like 9 years ago or 7 years ago. And I thought she's incredible and very unique in Germany. And so I always had her in my mind. And then I first met her, and then she came to audition, and she was great. And I mean, Saskia is very special because she gives everything, so you have to protect her somehow, and it's all about trust. And so we spent a lot of time together before the shoot, and also during the shooting, we went to my parents' place on the weekend, and then one night we spent together at the apartment where we shot the next day, so we got a feeling for the place before it. The invasion of the crew came.
Yes. So you tried to establish some sort of a close bond so that there would be a trusting relationship?
Yes.
It's interesting to hear you say that, because very often when I interview filmmakers, the ones who would say that would be people who shoot documentaries, you know, in a sense. But it feels like from what you're saying and the way in which you prepared to establish that relationship, it was almost like you were trying to be as real as possible, to establish as real a relationship as possible with her.
Yes, it was a real relationship. We are still close friends, and I think it's being an actor is so hard and so intimate. The work is so intimate, and I always feel very protective about my actors because, yeah, at some point for me it was really hard to direct them because when, like, the scene in the bank robbery when Aaron dies, it was so emotional for all of them. So at some point I thought, oh, I would like to scream cut, cut, cut and tell them, oh, it's not real, it's fine,
wow.
But you can't do it. But
yeah. I can understand that, yeah.
But they were all really great and helped me, and after every day of shooting, we just talked and said, okay, everything is fine, and we just have to stick together.
Well, it was fascinating talking with you. I appreciate you for coming here and telling us about your film, which I remind our listeners is called Relativity. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.